The Pac-12's Arizona Wildcats women's volleyball team took a trip to the top this past weekend. The Wildcats hit the road to play top-ranked Texas and a bonus set against Notre Dame in Austin. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show you helped to sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always connect for more information on how you can support the show and sustain it with a gift at WWIB.com. Char Rita Stubbs. Rita Stubbs is an assistant coach with Zona, and today she's back in Tucson after the trip to Austin to talk about it. All right, so you face, Rita, the number one team in the country in the Texas Longhorns, and then you square off with Notre Dame. Talk about the trip, will you?
It was a great trip. We went out, and we felt well-prepared going in. It was going to be a daunting task. We knew that playing the number one team in the nation on their court, but with our young group, they were really excited to go in and play, so I thought we did well. We stepped up to the challenge as best we could, and Texas took it up another notch in the third set and going into the fourth set, and it was just something that we weren't used to on a daily basis.
Yeah, so you dropped both matches in Austin to the Longhorns and then the Irish. What is the upside to that, though? How is your team better today because of the experience?
Playing a team that is as physical as Texas is, and then having to come back playing against a team that is pretty experienced in Notre Dame. They had been to the NCAA tournament the previous 2 years. That tells you what our team is made of, the fact that they were able to respond the next day in a situation where many would think the odds were stacked against us. And being able to take Notre Dame to five was something that was pretty exciting for a young group. They never gave up. They didn't ever stop. They never stopped believing in themselves. And that's all about the faith that they have in what they're doing, and I believe what we're doing in the gym. So it was promising as well, even though on the record books it didn't look like it was promising.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this weekend playing Texas and Notre Dame is part of an extremely tough schedule, Rita. Y'all have put together down there 11 matches against teams that played in last year's NCAA tournament. Talked about that demanding schedule for your Wildcats.
When we sit back and we look at making the schedule, we look at the RPIs and who is going to play whom throughout the year, the strength of schedule that they have had in the past, and it's what we need to see in order to build up our confidence. Sure, we could go out and schedule teams that we could beat relatively easily, but that doesn't prepare us for the challenge ahead. You know, you have to go through some things in order to be able to grow from it. So we're excited about what we did. You know, our goal is to always walk away with 10 to 11 wins during the preseason to go into our struggling conference of the, you know, the Pac-12, because that competition is always competitive from top to bottom.
Yeah, one of the best conferences in the nation. So give me a sense of kind of team you're working with there in Tucson, will you?
We have, with the COVID year, it throws everything off. So while we have sophomores on our team, they're truly freshmen because they were able to get the year back. So we have three seniors on our team now, a DS, and our two starting middle blockers are seniors. But understanding that one of our seniors that plays Merla, she transferred in herself. So it's one of those things where you have a new group of kids out there gelling and bonding and trying to figure each other out. And having that year, the season this past spring was awesome. It was just all the preparation we needed to be able to go into a grueling season. But it's completely different. It's not the same what we did in the spring. It's not what we're going through in the fall.
Yeah, last year was unique, if you want to put it that way, with the COVID stuff. Some of your young ladies playing before an empty McHale Center there in Arizona because of the COVID restrictions. What was that like for you all?
It was definitely different, and I think anyone can attest to that. But the freshmen, unfortunately, have nothing to compare it to. they only have their vision of when they went to visit schools and happened to see matches or matches on television. So when they walked into Texas, for example, that was something they'd never seen. They didn't see a crowd that was on top of you with the band playing with constant noise going on, if you will, or music going on. So that was something that was a little bit different, but they rose to that occasion. And in the spring, it was interesting because everyone made their own noise. And there was a couple places we went to where it was just more annoying than anything. It wasn't like good music. It wasn't like good sounds. It was just something that was like a gnat in your ear the entire time, to the point where a couple times we were like, can they turn that down? I mean, really, why are you doing that? So it was just different.
Yeah, not the same without the energy of real people in the stands. You can't simulate that. So it must have been kind of a nightmare to keep your kids healthy last year, keep them away from the virus. It had to be very stressful for you all as coaches.
Well, every day was a new day, and you never knew what to expect because it could be someone test positive or they can test positive because of contact tracing. And so you just had to explain to them time and time again what the end goal was. You couldn't just take it for face value and say, this is all we got to worry about. This is what we're going to do. You had to sit back and find different ways to bond and get to know each other. And as a result, I think it brought the team much closer because those were the individuals they had to be around all the time. And having some international players on our team, it was something that was always in the forefront of our brain, was making sure that they were okay because one of our young ladies hadn't been home in over a year. And so just not being able to have that connection was hard. So that's when I thought we did a good job of stepping up as a team and becoming more of a family and getting to know one another.
Yeah. All right. Arizona Wildcats assistant volleyball coach Char Rita Stubbs. Rita Stubbs on the phone with me. And, man, Rita, we're running out of time here. So love to get you back on the show. We want to talk about your faith story, how you found a personal really life-changing relationship with Christ and how God's used your life as a believing coach down there at the U of A. If we can get together for the next show, all right?
Yes, I can do that for sure.
Wonderful. We'll talk to you then. Sports and commentary on WIB Radio. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks for your gifts to WIB Incorporated. Help keep the show on the air.